Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right. So the diagnosis for me from my therapists and doctors is, you need to chill out, bro. Now, I don't feel stress, right? I mean, there are times in your life where you feel like you're going through a crisis and you get that nervous feeling and all that. But for the most part, I don't really absorb stress. At least I don't think I do. But my body is telling me, you're stressed out, bro.
Do you think your mind, because you had a stressful childhood, has just come up with these fantastic coping mechanisms that in your head you think you're not stressed, but your body is like, I beg to differ?
Well, you would have saved me $150 yesterday, Kristen, because that's pretty much what she said.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yes. So that's kind of where it all started, okay. Right? Because I did grow up in this house with very dismissive. And, you know, I don't even want to get into all that, but yes, that's okay. Exactly where it started. And think about you being in a car and having your foot on the accelerator all the time and hardly ever pumping the brakes. That's how my body is absorbing stress, because I'm compartmentalizing everything.
It's like you're starring in Speed, the movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If it goes underneath a certain speed, I think I'm going to blow up, right? So, I don't know if you guys are like this or not, but in my head, there is never, ever a quiet moment. So even if I'm watching a TV show, there is something else that I am thinking about in my noggin that I should be doing. So then I'll go and do that thing. Even in quiet times, even in times where I'm not doing anything at all, there's usually a song, some kind of song. It could have been something I just heard on the radio. It could have been... Whatever it is, there's like this playlist in my mind that won't allow my mind to not think of anything. So lately it's been Lizzo song.
Oh, I love that song.
Fills my head so I don't have to not think of anything, right? So they are suggesting that I gotta find a hobby. Never in my life have I had a hobby. Never. Something that doesn't have a result attached to it.
Now I got the song. Could have had a bad bitch.
Of all the songs. Yes. It's going to be stuck in all eyes.
Yes, man. And sometimes I'll have to listen to it to get it out of my head. And then when I do that, I just replace it with the hook of another song.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is the greatest song to be at a bar where you're like four drinks in and it comes on and you just look at all the women and you're like, what? It's the greatest.
It's exhausting, though, in here. It's exhausting. All right, so here's my question to you guys, and it's the dumbest, most superficial question I have ever asked you guys. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. What is your hobby? Is there anything that possibly can appeal to me? So I go online and I start taking a look at some hobbies, right? And it, of course, in an ADHD way, took me off into a very left pivoting turn on extreme hobbies.
I'm shocked that you didn't hit up ChatGPT and ask it what should be my hobby.
Yeah, I guess I could have done that because it knows me pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still old school and I went to the internet instead of ChatGPT. You guys ever heard of extreme ironing?
Excuse me?
Ironing clothes?
Extreme.
So people iron clothes on a full ironing board while engaging in other extreme sports and activities. They often do this on challenging and remote locations like a cliff or a beach or rock climbing or skiing or even scuba diving under a frozen lake.
No, extreme ironing is just when I realize I have 5 minutes to leave and my shirt is still wrinkly. Right. That's extreme ironing.
Wait, did you say ironing in a frozen lake?
Yes.
Doesn't like water, I know it's frozen, but doesn't water and electricity not mix?
Well, maybe it's the last time you have that hobby.
That's why it's extreme. Right.
It's a one-day hobby. toy voyaging. Ready for the most unusual hobby you've ever heard of. Toy voyaging is a whimsical hobby where participants send their toys on holidays around the globe. Owners document the toy's journey by partnering with fellow toy voyagers who host and photograph the toy in various locations. So I think they were doing that with like Flat Stanley years and years and years ago. You remember that?
Yeah. And I did this with with Bluey and Bingo. Those, like, so I had a little Bluey figurine, a little Bingo figurine. And they were, my son had put them in my purse when I left for a girls' weekend with Molly. And we were at Lake Oconee. And so I just started taking them around and taking pictures and posting them. And it became a thing until I went to the spa and I put them in my pocket and I left them in my pocket.
No.
No.
And then I dropped my robe.
Oh.
I dropped my robe off and then I went back. They were gone. So Bluey and Bing. So I'm going to warn you that
they were toy napped.
Yes, they were. I went back to the spa and I'm like, I know they have to be here. And they're like, we can't find them anywhere. So I'm just letting you know that if you do that, knowing that you're a little bit forgetful, some heartbreak could be right around the corner.
Oh, bless.
Yes.
Good morning, Wendy. You were on the Burt Show. All I want to do is get some quiet time in my noggin.
Hey, Burt. It's your P1 here.
Hi, Wendy.
I think that you should start collecting stamps. I used to when I was a kid, and with all the traveling that you do, I actually think that is something you would really enjoy.
Okay, it'd be way cheaper than me getting a tattoo, which I've been doing for every country that I'm in, and way less painful.
Yeah, you're stamping your body.
Okay, right. Other ones that caught my attention that I certainly am not doing, except the last two on this list could be pretty cool. Extreme couponing. People really love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't pay anything for anything.
Let's watch the movie on that. That's a real thing.
Is that right?
Yeah. They made a whole movie about how you just could keep collecting coupons and you'll save thousands and thousands of dollars.
What's the most extreme case you saw? Do you remember?
In the movie?
Yeah.
They had, like, if you would say, for example, like Tide laundry detergent was on sale. And if it's on sale, instead of buying one, you'd buy 20. And that way, for the next, like, they calculate it to where for, like, 20 years, you'll never have to buy another one if you buy it in bulk. And it shows you how much money you'll actually save in doing that.
I'm just not nearly organized to do that. You could do it.
Didn't she have, like a garage or something?
Like a garage, yes.
All of,
it looked like her own supermarket.
Yeah, I was going to say, she had, like, her own Costco in her house,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Katie, good morning. What is your hobby? Just to escape the thoughts in your head.
So I don't know if this is so much a hobby or if something's just wrong with me, but well, I like to walk my dog in more like secluded areas. So we'll go to like golf courses when they're closed. And for some reason, I cannot help but take any golf balls that I see left over and I'll clean them for my golfer friends and just give it to them. And I don't know why. I hate golfing.
I love this, though.
It's like a scavenger hunt, Katie.
Okay.
It's my chatsky, as Rebecca says.
Yeah. I see so much wisdom in this. A, you're getting out in nature a little bit, mm-hmm. and you're walking your dog, and you have the added bonus of getting these golf balls, cleaning them up, and then giving them to others as gifts.
It's like Pokemon. You got to catch them all.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, the two, I'll skip the others. The two that I really like, and I've talked about this one before as a sort of a fantasy, train surfing.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about this.
If you like indulging in dangerous activities, it says, and like to live life with an adrenaline rush, I like that, then this hobby is for you. Train surfing is an adrenaline-fueled hobby where thrill seekers ride on the roofs or sides of moving trains while holding onto handrails. In many countries, yeah, this activity is illegal. So mine wouldn't be hanging on, but mine would be just jumping on a cargo train and just seeing where it's going. I don't even know.
One that's got the door open. He just hops on and goes for a ride.
Right. Is the last hobby getting run over by a train?
Right? A lot of these are one-day hobbies. And this last one is the one that I think I can sink my teeth into. Drone racing. People are
that's
racing.
A thing? You can race drones.
So there is like a course in the sky, and you go up against another person, and you guys race drones to the finish line.
That's good.
But again, that is reward-based because there's going to be a winner. Yeah. So it's a competition. So I don't think that's going to accomplish what you need,
right,
which is you're doing it for literally nothing.
What if you don't care if you win?
Yes.
Can you do anything where you don't care?
No. Right. No.
We have stupid in-show, on-air games, and I feel like there's $1 million on the line. Hi, Brittany, good morning. You are on The Burt Show.
You should play pickleball.
No, I should not.
Absolutely.
You shut that down instantly. Brittany, you are so sweet. Thank you for calling. We appreciate your call. There's no way in hell I'm letting Bert on a pickleball court with his two replaced hips. That's not happening.
Hey, don't forget the two knees, man. I also had surgery on both knees.
Absolutely not. You are an orthopedic surgeon's dream on a pickleball court.
I have two orthopedic surgeon friends that say pickleball is the best thing that ever happened to their practice because there are so many injuries. People think, oh, it's easier than tennis, but there's so much cutting involved back and forth, and people get so crazy about it that people are, losing their hips and knees and ankles. Sounds good.
Sounds like a good time.
The Burt Show.